heard. Let's go down to Jeff. How are you doing, Jeff? Long time no talk to you. I just got back from vacation, and gosh, I've had a lot of things going on here in the past month or so. KD5CKK, Jeff, how are you doing, sir?
Take a bad shit. And difficult Tuesday around this place. Started 11 o'clock appointment at Midwest City for dermatologist. And then we stopped back and more and ate lunch with my sister, niece, and nephew at Olivetto's. And then, before we went to Walmart, we went by AT&T and finally got me a new phone. And then went to Walmart, we come home. But anyway, then I get up in the morning and go to lunch with Dad and one of our cousins and one of my uncles. Anyway, that's about it, I reckon. KC5PIQ in the net, K85CKK. 5CKK.
Repeater go offline?
No, it's still there. I think Mr. Chris might have lost a battery or something.
He said it was clear a couple times.
And I'm back, KC5PIQ. Do you have a copy?
Yeah, we got you.
Alrighty. Yeah, I switched radios, and I guess somehow I hit this and went to Simplex. Alright. Jeff, I was saying good luck with the new phone there. It sounds like you've been pretty busy, and we'll catch you around the repeater in the next few days as things slow down for myself. Mr. Denny, WA6DKD, you are up next, sir, and I wanted to extend my greatest appreciation for covering for me my last go-around there. And Mr. Denny, what is going on?
Kind of a wild day, a little bit, I guess. Had my morning once every 4 months trip to the eye doctor. I just love that day. To get an injection in one of the eyes that, oh boy, that's so much fun. I recommend it to anybody that wants to sit in a chair and be stabbed. Other than that, we got the grasses all mowed, although the one up here in the front is growing like gangbusters. However, the north end, west and east both are starting to dry up, which is okay with me. It'll still grow, but I don't have to mow it as often. Now, the front yard is growing like crazy, so I don't know what the deal is with that water, but I guess the morning dew is getting it. And that's about it. 10 meters has been wild as crazy from 7 o'clock in the morning to way after midnight. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and half a day today, and last I heard it was still going on this evening. So there's some excitement for those that like some HF and VHF activity on 6 and 10. And that's about it for now. So back to you, WA6DKD.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Mr. Denny. And, yep, I'm back from Florida. We had a short vacation there, so I will be up and down the bands as much as I possibly can be in the next few days. Oh, goodness. And, yep, I know all about that grass. Ours is popping up, too. I left for Florida, spent a week down there, came back, and had a small forest growing in the yard there. So, alrighty. Miss Lucky, KG5MXA, how are you doing?
Good evening, Chris and the net, and thank you for doing the net as well. Gosh, yeah, I was out last week in Tulsa. Some of these old 80s bands, you know, they go around, you don't know what's going to be their last show, so I had to go see Depeche Mode because they were like one of my favorites back in the day, and yeah, they still sound good, although the years have been a little bit rough, but I'm glad I got to go. And end of this week, I am leaving for New Mexico. I'm going to go out and visit a friend in Albuquerque where hopefully the wildfires haven't got there yet. We're keeping an eye on the situation, but I believe they did get up around Eagle Nest, which is where WB5Q John was supposed to be at, so hopefully he's okay too. But I will be back, of course, next Tuesday. I believe it's my turn in the bucket then, and I should be back well in time for that, if all goes well. So that's about what's going on with me. Looking forward to being out of town for a couple of days. So that's about it for me, and I will send it back to you, KG5MXA.
Awesome deal, Miss Lucky, and good luck and safe travels to you. Good old New Mexico. I was reared, I guess you could say, out that way, more southern Puerto area. But lots of fun up in Albuquerque and northern part of the state there as well. So safe travels and have a great relaxing time up there. All right. And next is myself, KC5PIQ, and let's see, gosh, just got back from Florida, took a trip up there for about a week, finally got some leave from this place here at the fire station, and had a good time with the family, visiting old friends, and driving swamp buggies around the Everglades, so that was fun. Got the garden and stuff finished before I left. Came back to you. A couple little plants there didn't survive, but all is well. And, of course, my doggies. the things you miss on a trip, right? They were happy to see me, and I was happy to see them. So, back to the old grind here at the Air Force Base, and just picking up where we left off. So, anyhow, that's really about all I have. I won't bore you with the details. Beautiful beach, and I miss that, and those beautiful sunsets, but anyhow, we're back. Mr. Bobby, how are you doing? Are you still with us? NE5Y.
NE5Y, yeah, I'm still here. Well, I've had kind of a crazy day. My day consists of a seven-year-old, and this morning when she was dropped off about 7:30, she come in the house, and I told her, I said, just don't start eye wanting before I, you know, get the door shut. And she started in on me that she wanted to do this, she wanted to go there, she wanted to play with her friend, and she kept repeating it over and over and over, and I couldn't get her to stop. And finally I told her, you better shut up. I said, and for your actions, you will not go see your friend, period. And then that really set off another storm, and she wanted to go to the library, and I said, not now. She wanted to play with her tablet. I said, when did the time start for your tablet? 9:30. And then from then on, the rest, for an hour or so, is it 9:30 yet? It's kind of like when you're going somewhere and you barely get out of town. Are we there yet? You know, so anyway, she finally got through her head that she better shut up or she wasn't getting to go to the library or anything else. So finally I took her to the library and, for an hour and, played with the toys over there. And, so, anyway, it's been kind of a crazy day, and, I said that she could play with her friend maybe tomorrow if she bathed herself. She said, well, I'll be good. And I said, well, you try it in the morning, and we'll start over again. We'll see. Anyway, I guess that's, like I say, that's kind of the sum of my day. And so I'll turn it back to you. NE5 Wycliffe.
Oh, Mr. Bobby, yep. A lot of those statements there ring true to myself as well. And yeah, it's they definitely have a different concept of time as well. But they'll learn. They'll get in there. So you have a great evening, and thanks for being with us. Mr. Don, are you with us? W5DDP.
W5DDP, it's Don. Yeah, I'm here. Not much. Mondays are kind of boring. Just laying around and sitting around watching TV or playing on the computer. Not much. I had talked the wife into taking me out to the lake this past weekend and just ride around, see what was going on. So, not much going on. Thursday, I go get casted for my prosthetic, and I have to keep doing what I'm doing until then. That's about it.
Alrighty. Well, good luck with the casting there, and hope all goes well. Oh, goodness. Let's see here. Where was Mr. Ow, AE5L. And Mr. Don, thanks for being with us this evening. We do appreciate it. Mr. Ow, AE5L, how are you doing, sir?
Good evening, Chris, and everybody on the net. Well, I guess it's vacation season. We were in Texas last week, and I'm still detoxing from that. We normally take our vacation this time of the year in Florida. We decided to put that off until October this year, and so we went down to Austin and rented a million-dollar house on top of Spiller Hill in East Lake Hills, which is a suburb of Austin. And got to see how the other half lives for a week. It was very nice. They had three decks, and I'd have my coffee on the upper deck in the morning, and we had a full moon while we were down there, and the whole family gathered out to watch the full moon come up over the city. So while we were down there, we took a day trip down to San Antonio, took the grandson to SeaWorld. I call it SeaNote World, because every time you turn around, it costs you another SeaNote. But he was there when he was very young. He hadn't been in a long time, so maybe he's got that out of his system for a while. And coming back, I had a lot of stuff to do around the radio ranch here, and gathered brush yesterday in honor of Denny, and had a two Band-Aid day. So now I've added to the brush pile. I'm looking for a little bit of rain and a day without too much wind. And we'll burn that sucker up. But anyway, it's good to be home. And my wife's been real busy mowing. I've got a sweet deal. She does all the mowing. And I keep her in a good mower. And keep the mower in good repair. So that sounds fine to me. Anyway, that's all I know. Back to you, Chris. AE5L.
Wow, it sounds like you've had some interesting travels down there, Al. And yeah, I'd have a hard time taking Texas over Florida. We spend our time down in the Naples area, and we go down there a few times a year. And wow, that's sounds like an amazing place that you had the opportunity to stay at down there, and I can just see that moon coming up over the city there. That's got to be a good sight. That's awesome. Good deal. Well, welcome back, and glad you had safe travels. And let's see here. Mr. Chad, KD5ZYD. Mr. Chad, you still with us?
Yes, I am still here. KD5ZYD. Just trying to get back into the swing of things. Wife and I are dragging this week because of the trip last week. Seattle was a blast. Really had a good time. The wedding went well. Really don't think they could have went any better, actually. And went up, took a day trip up to Victoria in British Columbia, and came back that night, and that was a fun little 6 hours out on the open water. But, yeah, just kind of, like I say, getting back into the swing of things and getting everything back to going. Summer session is definitely in full swing. All of a sudden today I had three different students come in with three different projects, and it's hilarious how it's all working. So, anyway, just going good. Hope everyone else is having a good week. Stay cool out there. We'll catch you soon. KD5ZYD.
Alrighty, Chad. Well, thanks for being with us and taking the time this evening. Welcome back as well. welcome back to the crazy. All right. Mr. L, KJ4FUH. Are you still with us, sir?
This is KJ4FUH. Yeah, I've been busy. Let's see. Tuesday, I had to take my cadet back to the Thunderbird Youth Academy up in Pryor, Oklahoma. Then Friday, I went over to Fort Smith, Arkansas, another long trip. Monday, I went down and picked up an old junker pickup for the cadet to work on after he graduates from the youth academy to keep him busy and keep him out of drugs and alcohol. And it's going to be a project rebuilding it, but it's a 72 Chevy pickup with some rusted out rocker panels and some mechanical problems and some interior problems and some wiring problems, and it needs a lot of sanding and paint. Anyway, that'll keep me busy for a while. Then next Saturday I have to run up to Pryor again as a mentor day. And then the Saturday after that he graduates, and so that's his graduation day. It's another trip. So I'm going to miss all the Saturdays here for a while. This is KJ4FUH.
Awesome deal there, Mr. Ken, Mr. Al. And sounds like we've all been traveling quite a bit. So welcome back as well, and hope all goes well in the future here. Let's hop on down here to Mr. Ken, K8WGE.
K8WGE, Ken here. Well, I'm kind of trying to relax now. I'm getting my books ready for the general exam on the 23rd. Peter kind of volunteered me. I wasn't going to actually do that, but he made that deal at the meeting. Speaking of meetings, I missed the last meeting because my daughter graduated on the 12th, and I had to make a decision. Do I go to the meeting or I go to the graduation? Well, my daughter won out, so that's what happened there. I hope there wasn't anything earth-shaking going on at the last meeting, like maybe I've been ejected from the club or something. I don't know. You ought to let me know what's going on with that. But I guess that's about it. K-A-W-G-E out.
Well, Mr. Ken, you and I both are sitting on the sidelines as far as the meetings go. It seems like I've been either tied down at the department or off doing something, so I've missed a few as well. But I'm sure we'll all be caught up there, and graduation does take precedence. So, anyhow, thanks for taking the time and being with us this evening. It's great hearing from you. Mr. Galen, WX5MOR, did you stick with us this evening? KC5PIQ. All right, well, nothing heard there, so we'll do a one and done. And Mr. Justin, KB5LHM.
KB5LHM, Justin. I'd like to say I had a terribly exciting day, but I woke up this morning and went to work and got off about 8 o'clock, so nothing too exciting. It's the third day of three this week, so I'm off until Monday. I got lots of yard work stacked up, and fortunately the pool's ready, so planning on hanging out on the radio some, doing some yard work and swimming. Outside of that, nothing else. Thanks for doing the net. Back to net control, KB5LHM.
Awesome, awesome. And as sounds like a relaxing time. a bunch of us have taken vacations, but it's also been a lot of work. So it sounds like you're doing the staycation, and it sounds wonderful. All right. Mr. Justin, KB5LHM.
That was me, KB5LHM, Justin.
Yeah, I was taking a break from the airplane there. All righty, we got you in there, and thanks again for being with us. I'm going to hop down the list here. Quite a bit of a break there. John, KJ5AA. Mr. John, are you with us?
KJ5AA, John. Good evening, Chris and Nett. Wanted to say thank you. In the normal traffic, there was quite a bit going on about digital comms, DMR, last week, and I had just ordered the MD-380 and a Zoom spot, and got enough knowledge from listening to folks overnight that I was able to set it up pretty quick the next day when it arrived, and am now enjoying DMR. So thank you to you guys, all of you. It's a good group. KJ5AA.
Awesome deal, Mr. John. And yes, there are quite a few intelligent people in this group, and I think we all benefit from each other. And welcome to the DMR side of things. It's a crazy world out there. Once you get a program, though, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. All right. And thanks for being with us this evening. We do appreciate you taking the time. Let's see here. We'll go on down to Mr. John 2.0. Nancy 2, Mike Oscar Tango, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm still hanging out. I was a little bit late getting on the radio tonight. Had some other stuff to do. We had a busy day out chasing around, making our quarterly contribution to the Walton Empire, or good old Walmart and Sam's Wholesale and all that good stuff. So it's been a long day, and looking forward to putting my feet up in the recliner.
Ah, the never-ending trips to Walmart. Understood completely. All right, well, enjoy that rest and relaxation there. Kick those shoes off and let those puppies breathe. All right, well, that is the list as I have it. We'll check one more time here for any late missed or visitor check-ins. Call Net Control now, KC5PIQ.
W5LHG.
W5LHG, go ahead with your traffic, sir.
Oh, not much going on here. Just been working around getting some stuff set up for field day, so turn back to Net Control. This is W5LHG, Whiskey 5, Lima Hotel Golf.
Alrighty, well, thanks for checking in with us, and real quick update with that jogging my memory. I will not be able to attend the setup. I was hoping I could make it back out there with the drone and do all that jazz again. I had a wonderful time last year. I will be over there Sunday, but I will not be there for the setup, unfortunately. The Manning just will not allow me to take off from the station. And I could not get them to give me admin leave. Was a stretch in the dark there. But anyhow, good luck with that, and if there is any way possible, if anything changes, I will do my best to be out there. But as it stands now, I will not be able to make it. So I look forward to being out there and joining you guys Sunday, probably around 9-ish or so. So thanks for all that you're doing for Field Day, and just a reminder to everybody, come out and join us. It is a blast. Great people, great camaraderie. Put some faces to some letters and numbers, and partake in the enjoyment of amateur radio around the world. All right. Well, we'll do one more check for late Mr. Visitor check-ins. Call KC5PIQ.
Nick Control, sent to MOT. One thing I forgot to mention, I don't know, maybe I missed it earlier, if anybody mentioned it, but there is a hamcom going on in Plano this Friday and Saturday in Plano, Texas. I don't know if anybody else is planning on going down there, but I think we're going to go down Friday night, spend a little time Saturday, and come back.
I Gossip.net. Spread the word. We'd like to get more people out there and hear everybody's stories and learn from each other. So this is your alternate substitute. Well, I need to change that. This is your alternate Gossip.net host, Chris, KC5PIQ, and I now return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is. KC5PIQ, 73s, and have a great evening.
Chris, KG5BIM, you doubled with somebody just now.
Oh, copy that. Station calling, go ahead with your traffic, sir.
Net control, I apologize. This is N2MOT, because I was just a little bit slow after the repeater ID. I was just going to mention one other thing I didn't hear earlier. I don't know if anybody mentioned it, but Hamcom and Plano this weekend coming up. Sam and I are going to go down Friday afternoon and hang out a little while Saturday and come back. Didn't know if anybody else was going or was aware it had moved over to Plano.
Awesome deal. Thank you for the information. Any reattacks on the comments there? Alrighty, nothing heard. Anybody else with any information they'd like to give everybody on the gossip net? Please call now.
KG5BIM, Chris, you can put me down as checking in because I guess I did. But I just wanted to tell everybody that the 10-meter band scope is lit up. Roger.
Copy that, and we'll get you in there. And of course it is, because I'm at work with no 10-meter capability. Alrighty. All right, with all that said, again, thanks for participating in tonight's net and taking the time to spend time with us. We'd like to hear from you each and every week, Tuesday, following the Aries Net at 8:30. And as always, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeaters. So, with that being said, good night, 73s. This is your alternate GossipNet host, Chris, KC5PIQ, and I now return the frequency back to normal amateur use, KC5PIQ, 73s.